Now, we often wonder if our ministry that we do really is going to bear any fruit, especially when we minister to people who are affected by incarceration and it looks like everything is going wrong, or at least no one is really wanting the Lord and we're pouring ourselves into a situation. I wanted to share a little testimony about when I first got involved with ministry. I wasn't even knowing that I was going to be involved with prison and jail ministry. I wasn't even knowing that I was going to have a calling into the ministry at the time. It was a desire in my heart, but I didn't really think that I would ever see it come to pass. I was a pretty messed up young man, and I had emotional and mental problems when I came to know the Lord. But anyway, as God began to heal me up and I began to get involved with ministry, I was at this one church and the pastor asked me if I would help out this guy who had just got out of prison. And so I offered to do, and so I offered to do that. And so I met him and began to take him to different places where he had to get some sort of public assistance and that type of thing. I was really amazed because everywhere we would go, I don't remember the particular places that we went, but like to the welfare office or something like that, every time we would go to one of those places, he would know several people who were there out of prison or jail doing the same thing he was doing. And so I took him to these places and I began to think and pray about how I might be able to help him out. Well, it just so happened that at the same time I was ministering to a ex-Hells Angel who was an acquaintance of mine before I knew the Lord, and since then he had come to know Christ. And so I thought, well, what a great idea. Here's this ex-Hells Angel who is needing some mentoring and some discipleship and some friendship, and here's this other guy out of prison, and they both need a place to stay. And then I had a friend who wasn't at all associated with prison or jail ministry type people or things, but he was just a good brother who needed a place to stay. He was living up in a loft in an auto repair place. And so, you know, I thought, well, let me see what I can do. And so I coordinated this thing to help them get into a house. And I thought I was doing great. But what happened was that the guy who just got out of prison really wasn't willing to give his life over to Christ. And he was still involved with things. He stumbled the brother who was a Hell's Angel, who was really walking with the Lord in some way. And so the guy just released from prison was still keeping in contact with some of his homeboys, and the guy who was the ex-Hells Angel, who was really trying to walk with the Lord, got stumbled by some things, and I think the police ended up coming to the house. And then the poor brother who I got involved that wasn't even, again, a prison and jail ministry type guy, ended up homeless. They all ended up homeless. And it was not a very positive experience. And that gets into why I was hesitant to get involved with prison and jail ministry, which is another testimony that you might want to listen to or read that I have online. But ultimately what happened was this brother went back. I call him a brother, even though he was walking with the Lord. Went back into prison, and that was the last I heard of him for quite some time. I want to fast forward to the year 2000 now and let you know about a time where I was looking for some artwork. It was a picture of a man who was slumped in the arms of Jesus. Jesus was holding him up. He was collapsing as Jesus held him, and in the man's hand was a mallet, and it seemed to indicate that he was one of the people who, in a sense, his sins had crucified Christ, and that was the hammer that drove the nails into Christ. And yet here is Christ holding him up, and I believe that the name of the artwork is called Forgiven. And I had been looking for a copy of that, and so in my journeys that week or so, I also was going to go visit a friend of mine who was running a reentry home. And so as I did visit my friend who was running the reentry home, I walked into his office and I saw the very picture that I had been looking for, the artwork that I had been looking for. It was a rendition of that artwork was on his wall. And I asked him where he got that, and he told me that one of the residents in his home had made that rendition of the picture. And so I told him that I had been looking for a copy of that, and he said, "Oh, well, we made a bunch of them, and so here, you can have one." And he handed it to me, and that was a great blessing. Well, we went on to look at the home, and he, showed me around and explained to me how his programs worked and such, and then I headed back home. As I was on my way home, I was just kind of, intrigued by just the whole situation of the artwork, but also I was kind of intrigued about a signature that I saw of the resident that signed the drawing. And so anyway, when I got home, I pulled out the artwork and I looked at it again, and the name that was signed on that artwork was the name of the fellow who I had worked with, I've just told you about, 25 years ago. And I knew he was an artist then, but it was just really interesting. And so anyway, the memories came back, and the Lord kind of spoke to me and said, don't despise the day of the small thing. Here you were thinking that you had no influence upon this guy's life, 20, 25 years ago. But you did have influence on his life, and every little bit of ministry that you did and other people did along the way, I have used to bring this man to Christ. And now he's walking in maturity. And so I was really excited about that, and I called the director of that home, my friend, and told him that I had ministered to this guy 20, 25 years ago, and he told me yes, he's doing really well, and it was just exciting to rejoice with him about what God had done in this man's life. Ultimately, the director told the resident the story, and the resident called me, and we were able to talk somewhat and just rejoice together in what God had done in his life, though it had taken, a long time to get it done. So I just want to encourage you, keep doing the work of the ministry. God will reward us in due time, and in that situation, I got to see a little bit of the fruit this side of heaven. But there's many people, there's many lives that we're touching. And sometimes we see a lot of that evidence, and sometimes we don't. But we just need to continue to faithfully do what God's called us to do. And in due time, we will reap the benefits and the blessings.